On Capitol Hill, the $2.2 trillion budget President Bush proposed this past week has rekindled a long smoldering debate over an economic theory. Some call it supply-side economics, others call it Reaganomics, and still others label it the trickle-down theory. Whatever it's called, Republicans and Democrats agree that sizable tax cuts and big deficit projections in Mr. Bush's budget amount to a revival of Reagan-era economic policies. What they don't agree on is whether those policies were good for the country. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
On Friday, as he swore in his new Treasury Secretary, John Snow, President Bush used the occasion to spell out his tax-cutting creed, a policy he promises will bring more growth and more jobs.
Here's what we believe. By leaving more money in the hands that earned it, we will stimulate consumer spending and encourage investment so that businesses large and small can expand and employ more people.
For Bruce Bartlett, this is Reaganomics Revisited. Bartlett, who worked in the Reagan White House policy shop, published a book the year Reagan became president titled Reaganomics, Supply-Side Economics in Action. Now a senior fellow at the National Center for Policy Analysis, Bartlett says for Republicans, there's no question supply-side economics works.
One of the things they've learned is that you can't go wrong cutting taxes politically, for one thing. But secondly, I think that they believe that the types of tax cuts that Ronald Reagan proposed, reducing the top income tax rate, cutting rates on saving and investment, are the kinds of tax cuts that really do lead to increased economic growth.
Congressional Democrats say that as the president pushes for more tax cuts while predicting deficits exceeding $300 billion for both this year and next, they too hear something very familiar. Danny Davis is a congressman from Chicago.
It's the same old tired, worn-out, trickle-down theory of economics. Same old wine, new bottle, same old lemon, new twist.
And when White House Budget Director Mitch Daniels went before the Senate Budget Committee on Wednesday to sell the president's new budget, North Dakota Democrat Kent Conrad pointed out that a giant projected budget surplus had vanished right after Mr. Bush pushed another big tax cut through Congress 2 years ago. Conrad reminded Daniels of former Republican Senate Majority Leader Howard Baker's characterization of the big tax cut Ronald Reagan promulgated 22 years ago.
You all took what Senator Baker talked about the 81 tax cut as a riverboat gamble. You took a riverboat gamble. You said there's going to be more money, or at least as much. And it was wrong. It was wrong. It was a mistake.
Daniels shot back that Reagan's tax cuts, which shrank rates for the top income bracket by more than half, were just what the U.S. economy needed.
I would certainly argue from the results that tax cuts which began to take effect at the depth of the recession in 82 led or had something to do with a gigantic increase in economic growth, 20 million new jobs, and some forget, a lot of new revenue to the government.
But Michigan Democrat Debbie Stabenow said she had a very different recollection of the 1980s when she was a state legislator. In Michigan, she witnessed what she called the highest unemployment of her lifetime, along with soaring interest rates during an era of immense military spending and big deficits.
And we see, again, like the 80s, a focus on supply-side economics, trickle-down economics. We are seeing great increase in defense spending. And what do we have now? Over 2 million private sector jobs lost in the last 2 years. You have to go back to the Eisenhower administration to find that kind of a number. And a dramatic increase in the national debt.
President Bush's supporters insist this latest argument over Reaganomics will be settled once tax cuts prompt enough economic growth that revenues soar and deficits disappear. But some Republicans are hanging back. They remember that after the first round of Reagan's tax cuts, both President Reagan and later the first President Bush ended up raising taxes to keep their deficits from getting bigger. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.